Blog Talk Radio.
To New Heights Show on Education, and this is your host, Sadia Ijaz. Today's topic is on parents that say schools should start a bit later than usual. However, to call in for information or questions to New Heights, you can visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247. And to call in during the show for questions or just to join the chat, you can call at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, there are some announcements. The New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is offering its biweekly Enrichment Day classes, which will start again on January 17, 2014, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day classes are in the planning process. So far, we will be offering a culinary class, reading time, science class, and Irish dancing and karate. And we are open to more suggestions. Students are invited to not only attend but also participate in instructing some of the classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us ASAP at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website, newheightseducation.org, or call us 419-786-0247. Also, the New Heights Educational Group is partnering with the Great American Opportunities. The Great American Opportunities is an online fundraiser, and we will be starting in January. Anyone interested in fundraising for their child or New Heights can contact us for your own online ID. All profit will be used as a fundraiser for each student to raise funds for their future activities and for New Heights to earn money. This will be counted as a separate fundraiser from what we are currently having. We are currently holding a fundraiser where New Heights gets 50% of the earnings. For example, if a student earns $500 profit, New Heights would keep $250 and the student would earn $250 as well. In the spring, we plan to do a fundraiser where the student will earn 100%. And so, back to today's topic, it is important to have a healthy schedule for an adult as well as children, and it is healthy for our body, and it helps you keep the stress off of your body. Writing out and planning your day is a great thing to do, and you don't feel like your life is a mess. Having a schedule keeps you on track with your goals in life that you want to pursue and get work done. For the younger children, their basic schedule consists mostly with school and extra activities. This helps them grow the habit of their regular routine and keeps everything on time. For example, their lunch time, dinner time, sleeping time, and other routines. However, children and teens nowadays are very busy and need a lot of time to get things done. Besides school, they have sports, lessons, activities, and other extra activities. After coming home from school, they need to get their soccer practice, which takes about 2 hours, and when they get home, they relax for about an hour and eat dinner, and by the time it is time to do homework, it is 7 o'clock. Some high school students even work on weekdays, and typical middle school and high school homework takes about 3 hours or more, depending on assignments and distractions. I know I get a lot of homework, and just recently I've been my normal timing for this whole week has been around 1 o'clock a.m. So, however, when they get to sleep, it is around midnight or sometimes even later, and this is where the problem kicks in. When students are going to sleep at midnight or later, they only get a few hours to sleep until they wake up for school again. It is essential for high school students to get 8 to 9 hours of sleep, but with everything going on in the day of teenager, now it is hard to get the needed amount of sleep. For this reason, parents, educators, sleep scientists, and students have started a group called Start School Later to increase public awareness about the relationship between sleep and school hours and to ensuring school start times compatible with health, safety, education, and equity. An article on kidshealth.org says that sleep deficits affects everything from someone's ability to pay attention in class to his or her mood. According to a National Sleep Foundation Sleep in America poll, more than 25% of high school students fall asleep in class, and experts have tied lost sleep to poorer grades. Lack of sleep also damages teens' ability to do their best in athletics. Slowed responses and dulled concentration from lack of sleep don't just affect school or sports performance, though. More than half of teens surveyed reported that they have driven a car while drowsy over the past year, and 15% said they drove drowsy at least once a week. The National Highway Safety Traffic Administration estimates that more than 100,000 accidents, 40,000 injuries, and 1,500 people are killed in the U.S. every year in crashes caused by drivers who are simply tired. Young people under the age of 25 are far more likely to be involved in drowsy driving crashes. Lack of sleep is also linked to emotional troubles, such as feelings of sadness and depression. Sleep helps keep us physically healthy also by slowing the body's system to re-energize us for everyday activities. I believe most of what it says, however, I also believe that now teenagers have easier access to distractions, specifically cell phones, as I mentioned in the last episode last week. And cell phones can be a very big distraction, so some students who procrastinate may also lead to late sleeping. If a student is efficient in what they need to do, I'm sure they can get homework and other things done on time before midnight. But besides the distractions, no matter how organized the student is, it sometimes can get too much. How will increasing this time for school help students and high school students? Well, it does improve alertness, memory, attention, and cognitive processing skills. It also improves academic performance that may be twice as great in disadvantaged students, reducing tardiness, truancy, and dropout rates. More sleep per night reduces fatigue and reduces depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts and behaviors. It improves athletic performance, reduces risk of obesity, eating disorders, and diabetes. It improves mood and impulse control, stronger immune system, reduces risk of stimulant and other substance abuse and high-risk health behaviors, especially during early unsupervised hours in the afternoon. Reduced delinquency, fewer car crashes, and better psychomotor performance. Increases the visibility during commutes to school. Long-term economic benefits. A recent report published by the Brookings Institution predicts that the starting high schools 1 hour later would result in roughly $17,500 in increased future earnings per student in present value, a benefit-cost ratio of at least 9 to 1. To learn more about this and the program, you can go to www.starschoollater.net. Also, some schools have already made changes according to this, and however, not many all over the state. My school hasn't, but my teacher was talking about it, how they have been trying. And it is important that we want to ensure student learning with no barriers. And so that was today's topic, and next week's show will be on New Year's. And there's a note from Pamela. She, as our audience knows, New Heights serves all families regardless of school background. However, she wanted me to mention that the below facts for you to think about. Homeschool families are required to complete 5 hours a day of school or 25 hours a week compared to those students that go to school for 8 hours and have 3 hours of homework. Homeschool students also have classes targeted at their specific needs and score higher on achievement tests. Kaden Behan is taking this week off since she is flying home to be with her family. She'll be back next Saturday for her show. And the New Heights family would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our supporters, families, and volunteers. I hope everyone has a very safe weekend. It has started snowing here, which is very exciting. Just be safe and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening.
You raise me up.